Marcos, you're all over the place these days.
Yep.
Just back from New Orleans.
Yep.
Tell me about New Orleans.
Well, with 33,000 plus kids and 2,000 adults, I mean, it was crazy, you know? You'd walk around the city and kids everywhere in bright yellow, orange, and red shirts. I mean, it's like, whoa. And just the sense of being there, it's like just being able to be yourself, you know, you get to meet new people and just relax, get away from home a little bit.
What were the high points from New Orleans?
Probably getting to meet the president of Liberia.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that one.
Well,
Okay.
neither was I.
Okay, how did that happen?
Well, they invited them to speak, so.
Okay.
Which amazed me. I mean,
Yeah.
whoa.
Yeah. And Shane Claiborne?
Yep, Shane Claiborne was there telling a story about how they would commune over the border, Mexican-US border. They would have communion with, they would throw the bread and the wine over the fence and just have worship, so.
Wow. And the woman who you said the other day,
The woman with all the tattoos,
yeah.
Pastor Nadia, I'd say she was the favorite out of everyone. She got the most applause, I guess because of her independent spirit, you know, and just being herself. I mean, I know a lot of pastors and leaders didn't want her to speak, but she came and
Yeah.
gave her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marcos, how old are you?
16.
16. Your full name.
Marco Saida.
And how do you spell Sida?
Seide.
And your parents are
My dad's from Brazil and my mom's from Guatemala.
And your grandpa and grandma?
Grandfather is from Guatemala, grandmother is from Mexico.
Wow, that's quite a
And
range.
then my aunt is from India, so.
Wow, so you belong to the world too, don't you? And
Yeah.
all of your ideas come from the world.
Yeah.
I love your Facebook entries.
Well,
They're radical.
I get that from my grandfather.
You get that from your grandfather.
Yeah.
What a wonderful heritage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as a radical thinker, are you a positive thinker? Do you see good things happening in the world?
At this time, not really, no. I see mostly negative things. I mean, wars going on, all this anti-peace thing, Tea Party, radical ideas coming out of the world. You know, it's like, whatever happened to times where you could walk outside and no one cared, you know? What, like, I know in the past, like maybe 50, 60 some years ago, kids could walk out on the streets alone and no harm, but now it's like everyone has access to guns and weapons. It's like not really safe to go outside alone.
So bad things are happening.
Yeah.
But you're sitting here smiling, bright eyes, just back from a National Youth Convention in New Orleans. So are you full of hope or not? Is there hope, or does hope exist?
Right now, I mean, it's difficult to say because, you know, it's an election year, so you don't really, with elections, what happens is you get all these crazy advertisements for like, hope is coming, or I'm gonna bring this, I'm gonna bring that. But you don't really know until the following year what actually you're getting out of it. So it's like, once election year is passed, then you'll probably realize, okay, I made the wrong decision or I made the right decision. So just wait and see, I guess.
What about Holden Village?
Well, I mean, with the mine remediation and everything, I'm kind of sad, you know. I hear that next year they're only gonna admit adults.
No, really? That's
yeah.
The first I've heard of that.
Yeah, I keep hearing like all the staff saying that next year it's only gonna be adults. No kids are gonna be allowed because all the construction vehicles coming in and out. It's a safety issue, so.
I had not heard that.
It's probably going to continue for the next 2 or 3 summers.
Ah. Yeah. Where are you going in your life?
Well, 2 more years of high school and probably get my doctorate in political science.
Uh-huh. What's good about high school?
Nothing. It's a lot of, you know, college prep, tests, exams. Scholarship hunting, applying for college. So I think once I get situated in college, then I'll be fine. But now it's like, I feel like I have to get so much done and so little time.
What interests you in high school? What subject? What area?
Probably technology. The way, you know, 10 years ago, we didn't have iPods or iPhones, iPads. We had, you know, compact computers. Now we have laptops, we have iPads, and it's amazing how in a decade technology can change so much. And I mean, even now, all of your like school assignments or whatever, they have to be typed up. No more writing and pencil. No more paper.
So I just, you know, heard a conversation this morning that, you know, no young people don't write in journals anymore.
Yeah,
there's
no
such thing. It's all on computers and
It's phones all and Facebook,
iPads and
Twitter.
Yeah.
All that social media.
What music do you listen to?
Actually, I listen to world music, so from all over the world, you know, even though I don't understand what most of it is, I enjoy the rhythm and just listening to it. It gives me a better understanding of the way people around the world live and what their culture is like.
Do you read lots?
No, I hate reading.
Really?
Yeah, I never liked it.
Where do you get your ideas?
Besides Grandpa, believe it or not, I actually read the newspaper. I just skip all the front page news and go straight to the opinion section.
Oh, yes.
And that's where I like to debate all the letters to the editor and just the editorials. I like to do my little debates on that and then I actually send letters to the editor.
Good for you. Where do you send them?
To the Sacramento newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I publish in magazines, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like a zine? Do you have friends from all political persuasions?
Yeah.
Or are you strictly left-wing?
No, I have like really hardcore, like my pastor back home in Sacramento, he's really right wing. Like when I went to Louisiana, all he would make me talk about is politics, and he would not stop talking about capitalism. It's like, okay, I've heard enough, you know. Just leave me alone, because he likes to make fun of me just for being left. Who cares?
Okay.
I mean, I only talk about politics when I want to. I don't go blabbing it to everyone when...
Okay. So he goads you a little bit?
Yeah, like, Breakfast would all just be politics. Lunch, politics. Dinner, politics.
Does he listen to your idea?
No. He listens to what I have to say, then criticizes it, then keeps asking questions about it, and it's like, I can't keep up because he keeps, like, having a negative view towards what I say.
Okay. Well, criticism sharpens your argument.
Yeah, but for me, it's like, I need time to think before I can argue.
Okay.
Because it's like, what's an argument without logic, you know?
Well, if Shane Claiborne comes to Yakima, to Central Lutheran Church, I'll let you know, and I hope your folks will let you come up and see.
Yeah, I'll probably have to. I'm looking for a part-time job, so hopefully I can come and buy my plane ticket, come up here for a few days.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say about Holden Village?
Well, I'd like to see it in the next 5 years. I'm hoping to come here and not see anything too different, but I do hear they're going to remodel the village a little bit, so it'll be nice to see some improvements. Hopefully they have good internet connection, you know. I'd like to see them have Wi-Fi here, you know. I mean, it's nice to have disconnection, but, you know, it's nice if they could sell, you know, some time for internet or something. You know, they could profit from it if they wanted to, but, you know, it's their decision.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking with us today. And we should add, you have grown up here.
Yeah.
In the years that you've been coming here.
This is my seventh, not consecutive, but seventh year.
And how old were you the first time you came?
Seven.
You were seven. 16 now.
Yep.
Okay. Bring it on and keep coming, Mark.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Let me just get it.